Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah.
First Chronicles chapter 28. And David assembled all the princes of Israel, the princes of the tribes, and the captains of the companies that ministered to the king by course, and the captains over the thousands, and captains over the hundreds, and the stewards over all the substance and possession of the king, and of his sons, and of the officers, and with the mighty men, and with all the valiant men, unto Jerusalem. Then David the king stood up upon his feet, and said, Hear me, my brethren, and my people. As for me, I had in my heart to build a house for the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, and for the footstool of our mighty one, and had made ready for the building. But mighty one said unto me, Thou shalt not build a house for my name, because thou hast been a man of war, and hast shed blood. Howbeit, Yahweh, mighty one of Israel, chose me before all the house of my father, to be king over Israel forever. For he hath chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he liked to me to make me king over all Israel. And all my sons, for Yahweh hath given me many sons, he hath chosen Solomon my son to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of Yahweh over Israel. And he said unto me, Solomon thy son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever, if he be constant to do my commandments and my judgments, as at this day. Now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of Yahweh, and in the audience of our mighty one, keep and seek all the commandments of Yahweh your mighty one, that ye may possess this good land, and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever. And thou, Solomon my son, know thou that mighty one of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart, and with a willing mind. For Yahweh searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee, but if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Take heed now, for Yahweh hath chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. Then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch, and of the houses thereof, and of the treasuries thereof, and of the upper chambers thereof, and of the inner parlors thereof, and of the place of the mercy seat, and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit, of the courts of the house of Yahweh, and all the chambers round about, of the treasuries of the house of Mighty One, and of the treasuries of the dedicated things. Also, for the courses of the priest, and the Levites, and for all the work of the service of the house of Yahweh, and for all the vessels of service in the house of Yahweh, he gave of the gold by weight for things of gold, for all the instruments of all manner of service, silver also for all instruments of silver by weight, for all the instruments of every kind of service, even the weight of the candlesticks of gold, and for their lamps of gold, by weight of every candlestick, and for the lamps thereof, and for the candlesticks of silver by weight, both for the candlestick and also for the lamp thereof, according to the use of every candlestick. And by the weight he gave gold for the tables of showbread, for every table, and likewise silver for the tables of silver. Also pure gold for the flesh hooks, and the bowls, and the cups, And for the golden basins, he gave gold by weight for every basin. And likewise, silver by weight for every basin of silver. And for the altar of incense, refined gold by weight. And gold for the pattern of the chariot, for the cherubims, that spread out their wings and covered the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. All this, said David, Yahweh made me understand in the writings by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern. And David said to Solomon his son, Be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed. For Yahweh mighty one, even my mighty one, will be with thee, and he will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of Yahweh. And behold, the courses of the priests and the Levites, even they shall be with thee for all the service of the house of Mighty One. And there shall be with thee for all manner of the workmanship, every willing skillful man, for any manner of work. Also the princes and all the people will be holy at thy commandment. 1 Chronicles chapter 29. Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone the Mighty One have chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for Yahweh Mighty One. Now I have prepared all my might for the house of my Mighty One, the gold for the things to be made of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and the brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, onyx stones, and stones to be set, glistering stones, and of diverse colors, and all manner of precious stones, and marble stones in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my Mighty One, I have of my own proper good, of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my Mighty One. Over and above all I have prepared for the holy house, even 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver, to overlay the walls of the house withal, the gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hand of artificers. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto Yahweh? Then the chief of the fathers, and the princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands, and of hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, offered willingly, and gave for the service of the house of Mighty One, of gold 5,000 talents, and 10,000 drams, and of silver 10,000 talents, and of brass 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. And they with whom precious stones were found given them to the treasure of the house of Yahweh, by the hand of Jehiel the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced, for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to Yahweh. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore David blessed Yahweh before all the congregation. And David said, Blessed be thou, Yahweh, Mighty One of Israel, our Father, for ever and ever. Thine, O Yahweh, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Yahweh, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is made great, and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our Mighty One, we thank thee, and praise thy glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thy own have we given thee. For we are strangers before thee, and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are a shadow, and there is none abiding. O Yahweh, our Mighty One, all this store we have prepared to build thee an house in thy holy name, cometh of thy hand, and is all thy own. I know also, my mighty one, that thou triest the heart, and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now I have seen with joy thy people, which are present here, to offer willingly unto thee. O Yahweh, mighty one of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee. And give unto Solomon my son a perfect heart, to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and to do all these things, and to build the palace, for the which I have made provision. And David said to all the congregation, Now bless Yahweh your mighty one. And all the congregation blessed Yahweh mighty one of their fathers, and bowed down their heads, and worshipped Yahweh and the king. And they sacrificed sacrifices unto Yahweh, and offered burnt offerings unto Yahweh, on the morrow after that day, even 1,000 bullocks, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 lambs, with their drink offerings and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. And did eat and drink before Yahweh on that day with great gladness. And they made Solomon the son of David king the second time, and anointed him unto Yahweh to be the chief governor, and Zadok the priest. Then Solomon sat on the throne of Yahweh as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. And all the princes and the mighty men, and all the sons likewise of King David, submitted themselves unto Solomon the king. And Yahweh magnified Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed upon him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel. Thus David, the son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel. And at the time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years he reigned in Hebron, and 33 years he reigned in Jerusalem. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And Solomon his son reigned in his stead. Now the acts of David, the king, first and last, behold, are they written in the book of Samuel, the seer, and in the book of Nathan, the prophet, and in the book of Gad, the seer, with all his reign and his might, and the times that went over him, and all Israel, and over all the kingdoms of the countries. 2 Chronicles chapter 1. And Solomon, the son of David, was strengthened in his kingdom, and Yahweh, his mighty one, was with him, and magnified him exceedingly. Then Solomon spake unto all Israel, to the captains of thousands, and of hundreds, and to the judges, and to every governor in all Israel, the chief of the fathers. So Solomon and all the congregation with him went to the high place that was at Gibeon. For there was the tabernacle of the congregation of Mighty One, which Moses the servant of Yahweh had made in the wilderness. But the ark of Mighty One had David brought up from Kirjath-Jearim to the place which David had prepared for it, for he had pitched a tent for it at Jerusalem. Moreover, the brazen altar that Bezalel the son of Uriah, the son of Hur, had made, he put before the tabernacle of Yahweh. And Solomon and the congregation sought into it. And Solomon went up thither to the brazen altar before Yahweh, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. And that night did Mighty One appear unto Solomon, and said unto him, Ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said unto Mighty One, Thou hast showed a great mercy unto David my father, and hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Yahweh, Mighty One, let thy promise unto David my father be established. For thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge thy people that is so great? And Mighty One said to Solomon, because this is in thy heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thy enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. Then Solomon came from his journey to the high place that was at Gibeon to Jerusalem, from before the tabernacle of the congregation, and reigned over Israel. And Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, which he placed in the chariot cities, and with the king at Jerusalem. And the king made silver and gold at Jerusalem, as plenteous as stones, and cedar trees he made as the sycamore trees that are in the vale for abundance. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt, and linen yarn, and the king's merchants received linen yarn at a price. And they fetched up and brought out of Egypt a chariot for 6,000 shekels of silver, and an horse for 150. And so brought they out horses for all the kings of the Hittites, and for the kings of Syria, by their means.
2 Chronicles chapter 2. And Solomon determined to build an house for the name of Yahweh, and an house for his kingdom. And Solomon told out 70 men to bear burdens, and 80,000 to hew in the mountain, and 3,600 to oversee them. And Solomon went unto Hiram, king of Tyre, saying, as thou didst dealt with my father David, and didst send him cedars to build him an house to dwell therein, even so deal with me. Behold, I built an house to the name of Yahweh, my mighty one, to dedicate to him, and to burn before him sweet incense, and for the continual showbread, and for the burnt offerings, morning and evening, and on the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, and on the solemn feast days of Yahweh our mighty one. This is an ordinance forever to Israel. And the house which I build is great, for great is our mighty one above all mighty ones. But who is able to build him a house, seeing the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain him? Who am I then, that I should build him a house, save only to burnt sacrifice before him? Send me now therefore a man cunning to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in iron, and in the purple, and crimson, and blue, that can skill to grave with the cunning men that are within Judah, and in Jerusalem, whom David my father did provide. Send me also cedar trees, fir trees, and algum trees, out of Lebanon, for I know that thy servants can skill to cut timber in Lebanon. And behold, my servants shall be with thy servants, even to prepare me timber in abundance, for the house which I am about to build shall be wonderful great. And behold, I will give thy servants, the hewers that cut timber, 20,000 measures of beaten wheat, and 20,000 measures of barley, and 20,000 baths of wine, and 20,000 baths of oil. Then Huram, king of Tyre, answered in writing, which he sent to Solomon, because Yahweh hath loved his people, he hath made thee king over them. Huram said moreover, blessed be Yahweh, mighty one of Israel, that made heaven and earth, who hath given to David the king a wise son, and you with prudence and understanding, that might build an house for Yahweh, and an house for his kingdom. And now I have sent a cunning man, endued with understanding, of Huram my father's, the son of a woman, of the daughter of Dan, and his father was a man of Tyre, skillful to work in gold, and in silver, in brass, in iron, in stone, and in timber, in purple, in blue, and in fine linen, and in crimson. Also to grave any manner of graving, and to find out every device which shall be put to him, with thy cunning men, and with the cunning men of my master David thy father. Now therefore, the wheat, and the barley, the oil, and the wine, which my master hath spoken of, let him send unto his servants, and he will cut wood out of Lebanon, as much as thou shalt need, and will bring it to thee in floats by sea of Joppa, and thou shalt carry it up to Jerusalem. And Solomon numbered all the strangers that were in the land of Israel, after the numbering therewith, wherewith David his father had numbered them, and they were found 150,000 and 3,600. And he set 70,000 of them to the bearers of burdens, and 80,000 to be hewers in the mountain, and 3,600 overseers to set the people a work. 2 Chronicles chapter 3. Then Solomon began to build the house of Yahweh at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah, where Yahweh appeared unto David his father, in the place that David had prepared in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And he began to build in the second day of the second month, in the fourth year of his reign. Now these are the things wherein Solomon was instructed for building the house of Mighty One. The length of cubits after the first measure were 70 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits. And the porch that was in the front of the house, the length of it was according to the breadth of the house 20 cubits, and the height was 120, and he overlaid it with pure gold. And the greater house he sealed with fir tree, which he overlaid with fine gold, and set thereon palm trees and chains. And he garnished the house with precious stones for beauty, and the gold was gold of Pevarim. And he overlaid also the house, the beams, the post, and the walls thereof, and the doors thereof, with gold and graved cherubims on the walls. And he made the most holy house, the length whereof, according to the breadth of the house, 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 20 cubits. And he overlaid it with fine gold, amounting to 600 talents. And the weight of the nails was 50 shekels of gold. And he overlaid the upper chambers with gold. And in the most holy house he made 2 cherubims of image work, and overlaid them with gold. And the wings of the cherubim were 20 cubits long. One wing of the cherub was 5 cubits, reaching to the wall of the house, and the other wing was likewise 5 cubits, reaching to the wing of the other cherub. And one wing of each cherub was 5 cubits, reaching to the wall of the house, and the other wing was 5 cubits also, joining to the wing of the other cherub. The wings of these cherubim spread themselves 20 cubits, and they stood on their feet, and their faces were inward. And he made the veil of blue and purple and crimson and fine linen, and wrought cherubims thereon. Also he made before the house of 2 pillars of 30 and 5 cubits high, and the chapiters that were on the top of each of them was 5 cubits. And he made chains as in the oracle, and put them on the heads of the pillars, and made 100 pomegranates, and put them on the chains. And he reared up the pillars between the temple, one on the right hand and the other on the left, and called the name of that on the right Jachin, and the name on the left Boaz. 2 Chronicles chapter 4. Moreover, he made an altar of brass, 20 cubits the length thereof, and 20 cubits the breadth thereof, and 10 cubits the height thereof. Also he made a molten sea of 10 cubits from brim to brim, round in compass, and 5 cubits in height thereof, and a line of 30 cubits did compass it round about. And under was the similitude of oxen, which did compass it round about, 10 and a cubic, compassing a sea round about. 2 rows of oxen were cast when it was cast. It stood upon 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east. And the sea was set above upon them, and all their hinder parts were inward. And the thickness of it was in hand breadth, the brim of it like the work of a brim of a cup, with flowers of lilies, and it received and held 3,000 baths. And he made also 10 levers, and put 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left to wash in them, such things as they offered for the burnt offering they washed in them, but the sea was for the priest to wash in.
And he made 10 candlesticks of gold, according to their form, and set them in the temple, 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left. And he made also 10 tables and placed them in the temple, 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left. And he made 100 basin of gold. Furthermore, he made the court of the priest and the great court and the doors of the court and overlaid the doors of them with brass. And he set the sea on the right side of east. And he set the sea on the right side of the east end, over against the south. And Huram made the pots, and the shovels, and the basins. And Huram finished the work that he was to make for King Solomon, for the house of Mighty One. To wit, the two pillars, and the pomels, and the chapiters, which were on the top of the two pillars, and the two wreaths to cover the two pomels of the chapiters, which were on the top of the pillars, and 400 pomegranates, on the two wreaths, 2 rows of pomegranates on each wreath, to cover the 2 pommels of the chapiters which were upon the pillars. He made also bases and levers made he upon the bases, 1 sea and 12 oxen under it, the pots also, and the shovels, and the flesh hooks, and all their instruments that Huram his father made for King Solomon, for the house of Yahweh, of bright brass. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them, in the clay ground between Sukkot and Zeratatha. Thus Solomon made all these vessels in great abundance, for the weight of brass could not be found out. And Solomon made all the vessels that were for the house of Mighty One, the golden altar also, and the tables whereon the showbread was set. Moreover, the candlesticks with their lamps, that they should burn after the manner before the oracle of pure gold. And the flowers, and the lamps, and the tongs, made he of gold, and that perfect gold. And the snuffers, and the basins, and the spoons, and the censers of pure gold. And the entry of the house, the inner doors thereof for the most holy place, and the doors of the house of the temple, were of gold. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. Thus all the work that Solomon made for the house of Yahweh was finished. And Solomon brought all the things that David his father had dedicated, and the silver, and the gold, and all the instruments he put among the treasures of the house of Mighty One. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel, and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, into Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh out of the city of David, which is Zion. Wherefore all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king, and the feast which was in the 7th month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the Levites took up the ark. And they brought up the ark, and the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle. These did the priests and the Levites bring up. Also King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him before the ark sacrificed sheep and oxen, which could not be told nor numbered for the multitude. And the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of Yahweh into his place, and the oracle of the house into the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims. For the cherubims spread forth their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves of the ark, that the ends of the staves were seen from the ark before the oracle, but they were not seen without, and there it is unto this day. There was nothing in the ark save the 2 tablets which Moses put therein at Hebron. There was nothing in the ark save the 2 tablets which Moses put therein at Horeb, when Yahweh made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified, and did not then wait by course. Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, and Heman of Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. And it came to pass, as the trumpeters and the singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in the praising and thanking of Yahweh, And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised Yahweh, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever," that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of Yahweh, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of Yahweh had filled the house of Mighty One.
2 Chronicles chapter 6. Then said Solomon, "Yahweh have said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. But I have built an house of habitation for thee, and a place for thy dwelling forever." And the king turned his face and blessed the whole congregation of Israel. And all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, "Blessed be Yahweh, Mighty One of Israel, who hath with his hands fulfilled that which he spake with his mouth to my father David, saying, Since the day that I brought forth my people out of the land of Egypt, I chose no city among all the tribes of Israel to build an house in, that my name might be there, neither chose I any man to be ruler over my people Israel. But I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name might be there, and have chosen David to be over my people Israel. Now it was in the heart of David, my father, to build an house for the name of Yahweh, Mighty One of Israel. But Yahweh said to David, my father, For as much as it was in thy heart to build an house for my name, thou didst well in that it was in thy heart. Notwithstanding, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son, which shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build the house for my name. Yahweh therefore hath performed his word that he hath spoken. For I am risen up in the room of David my father, and am set on the throne of Israel, as Yahweh promised, and have built the house for the name of Yahweh, Mighty One of Israel. And in it have I put the ark, wherein is the covenant of Yahweh, that he made with the children of Israel. And he stood before the altar of Yahweh, in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands. For Solomon had made a brazen scaffold, of 5 cubits long, and 5 cubits broad, and 3 cubits high, and had set it in the midst of the court. And upon it he stood, and kneeled down upon his knees before all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven, and said, Yahweh, Mighty One of Israel, there is no mighty one like thee in the heaven, nor in the earth, which keepest the covenant, and showest mercy unto thy servants, that walketh before thee with all their hearts. Thou which hast kept with thy servant David my father, that which thou hast promised him, and spakest with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thy hand, as it is this day. Now therefore, Yahweh, Mighty One of Israel, keep with thy servant David my father that which thou hast promised him, saying, There shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit upon the throne of Israel, yet so that thou children take heed to their way to walk in my law, as thou hast walked before me. Now then, Yahweh, Mighty One of Israel, let thy word be verified, which thou hast spoken to thy servant David. But will Mighty One in very deed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and heavens of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house which I have built? Have respect therefore to the prayer of thy servant, and to his supplication, O Yahweh, my Mighty One, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee, that thy eyes may be open upon this house day and night, upon the place whereof thou hast said that thou wouldest, that thy eyes may be open unto this house day and night, upon the place whereof thou hast said that thou wouldest put thy name there, to hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth toward this place. Hearken there unto the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, which they shall make toward this place. Hear thou from thy dwelling place, even from heaven, and when thou hearest, forgive. If a man sin against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him,
to make him swear. And the oath come before thy altar in this house. Then hear thou from heaven, and do, and judge thy servants, by requiting the wicked, by recompensing his way upon his own head, and by justifying the righteous, by giving him according to his righteousness. And if thy people Israel be put to the worse before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall return and confess thy name, and pray and make supplication before thee in this house, then hear thou from the heavens, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again into the land which thou givest to them, and to their fathers. When the heaven is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, yet if they pray toward this place, and confess thy name, and turn from their sin, when thou dost afflict them, then hear thou from heaven, and forgive the sin of thy servants, and of thy people Israel, when thou hast taught them the good way wherein they should walk, and send rain upon thy land, which thou hast given unto thy people for an inheritance. If there be dearth in the land, if there be pestilence, if there be blasting or mildew, locusts or caterpillars, if their enemies besiege them in their cities of their land, whatsoever sore or whatsoever sickness there be, then what prayer or what supplication soever shall be made of any man, or of all thy people Israel, when every one shall know his own sore and his own grief, and shall spread forth his hands in this house, then hear thou from heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and render unto every man according to all his ways, whose heart thou knowest, for thou only knowest the hearts of the children of men, that they may fear thee to walk in thy ways, so long as they live in the land which thou gavest unto their fathers. Moreover, concerning the stranger, which is not of thy people Israel, but is coming from a far country for thy great name's sake, and thy mighty hand, and thy stretched out arm, if they come and pray in this house, then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all people of the earth may know thy name, and fear thee, as doth thy people Israel, and may know that this house which I built is called by thy name. If thy people go out to war against their enemies, by the way that thou shalt send them, and they pray unto thee toward this city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name, then hear thou from the heavens their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. If they sin against thee, for there is no man which sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them over before their enemies, and they carry them away captive into a land far off or near, yet if they bethink themselves in the land whether they are carried captive, and turn and pray unto thee in the land of their captivity, saying, we have sinned, we have done amiss, and have dealt wickedly, if they return to thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their captivity, whether they have carried themselves captives and pray toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, and toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house which I have built for thy name, then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, their prayer and their supplications, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people which have sinned against thee. Now, my mighty one, let, I beseech thee, thy eyes be open, and let thy ears be attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Now therefore arise, O Yahweh mighty one, into thy resting place, thou in the ark of thy strength. Let thy priest, O Yahweh mighty one, be clothed with salvation, and let thy saints rejoice in goodness. O Yahweh mighty one, turn not away thy face of thy anointed. Remember the mercies of David thy servant. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Now when Solomon made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of Yahweh filled the house. And the priest could not enter into the house of Yahweh because the glory of Yahweh had filled Yahweh's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, and the glory of Yahweh upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement, and worshipped, and praised Yahweh, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before Yahweh. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of Mighty One. And the priests waited on their offices, the Levites, also with instruments of music of Yahweh, which David the king had made to praise Yahweh, because his mercy endureth forever. When David praised by his ministry, and the priests sounded the trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. Moreover, Solomon hollowed the middle of the court that was before the house of Yahweh. For there he offered burnt offerings, and the fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings, and the meat offerings, and the fat. At the same time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great congregation, from the entering into Hamath and to the river of Egypt. And in the 8th day they made a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days, and the feast 7 days. And on the 3rd and 20th day of the 7th month, he sent the people away into their tents, glad and merry in the heart for the goodness that Yahweh had showed unto David, and to Solomon, and to Israel his people. Thus Solomon finished the house of Yahweh, and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make the house of Yahweh, and in his own house, he prosperously effected. And Yahweh appeared to Solomon by night, and said unto him, "I have heard thy prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut the heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. And now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my commandments, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom, according to as I covenanted with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. But if thou turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other mighty ones, and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land, which I have given them, and this house, which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and will make it a proverb and a byword among all nations. And this house, which is high, shall be an astonishment to every one that passes by it, so that he shall say, why hath Yahweh done this unto this land, and unto this house? And it shall be answered, because they forsook Yahweh, Mighty One of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other mighty ones, and worshipped them, and served them. Therefore hath he brought all this evil upon them. 2 Chronicles chapter 8. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, wherein Solomon had built the house of Yahweh and his own house, that the cities of Huram had restored to Solomon. Solomon built them and caused the children of Israel to dwell there. And Solomon went to Hamath Zobah and prevailed against it. And he built Tadmor in the wilderness, and all store cities, which he built in Hamath. Also he built Beth-Horon the upper, and Beth-Horon the nether, fenced cities with walls, gates, and bars, and all the store cities that Solomon had, and all the chariot cities, and all the cities of the horsemen, and all Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem, and in Lebanon, and throughout all the land of his dominion. As for all the people that were left of the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, which were not of Israel, but of their children, who were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel consumed not, them did Solomon make to pay tribute unto this day. But the children of Israel did Solomon make no servants for his own work. But they were men of war, and chief of captains, and captains of his chariots and horsemen. And these were the chief of King Solomon's officers, even 250, that bear rule over the people. And Solomon brought up the daughter. And Solomon brought up the daughter of Pharaoh out of the city of David into the house that he had built for her. For he said, my wife shall not dwell in the house of David, king of Israel, because the places are holy, whereunto the ark of Yahweh hath come. Then Solomon offered burnt offerings unto Yahweh on the altar of Yahweh, which he had built before the porch, even after a certain rate every day, offering according to the commandment of Moses, on the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, and on the solemn feast, three times in the year, even in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And he anointed, according to the order of David his father, the courses of the priests to their service, and the Levites to their charges, to the praise and the ministry before the priest, as the duty of every day required, the porters also by their courses, at every gate, for so had David the man of mighty one commanded. And they departed not from the command of the king unto the priest and Levite concerning all the matter, or concerning the treasures. Now all the work of Solomon was prepared unto the day of the foundation of the house of Yahweh, and until it was finished, so the house of Yahweh was perfected. Then Solomon went to Ezon-Geber, and to Eloth, at the seaside in the land of Edom, and Huram, him by the hands of his servants' ships, and the servants that had knowledge of the sea. And they went to the servants of Solomon to Ophir, and took thence 450 talents of gold, and brought them to King Solomon.
2 Chronicles chapter 9. And when the queen of Sheba heard the fame of Solomon, she came to prove Solomon with hard questions at Jerusalem. But the very great company, and camels that bear spices, and gold in abundance, and precious stones. And when she came to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions, and there was nothing hid from Solomon which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen the wisdom of Solomon, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, his cupbearers also, and their apparel, and his accent by which he went up into the house of Yahweh, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, it was a true report, which I heard in my own land, of thy acts, and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not their words, until I came and my eyes had seen it. And behold, the one half of the greatness of thy wisdom was not told me, for thou exceeded the fame that I heard. Happy are thy men, and happy are thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and hear thy wisdom. Blessed be Yahweh thy mighty one, which delighted in thee, to set thee on his throne, to be king for Yahweh thy mighty one, because thy mighty one loved Israel, to establish them forever. Therefore he made thee king over them, to do judgment and justice. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and of spices great abundance, and precious stones. Neither was there any such spice as the queen of Sheba gave King Solomon. And the servants also of Huram, and the servants of Solomon, which brought gold from Ophir, brought algum trees and precious stones. And the king made the algum trees terraces to the house of Yahweh, and the king's palace, and harps and psalteries for singers,
and there was none such seen before in the land of Judah. And King Solomon gave the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, beside that which she brought unto the king. So she turned and went away to her own land, she and her servants. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold, beside that which chapmen and merchants brought. And all the kings of Arabia and governors of the country brought gold and silver to Solomon. And King Solomon made 200 targets of beaten gold. 600 shekels of beaten gold went to one target. And 300 shields made he of beaten gold. 300 shekels of gold went to one shield. And the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with pure gold. And there were 6 steps to the throne, with a footstool of gold, which was fastened to the throne, and stays on each side of the sitting place, and 2 lines standing by the stays. And 12 lines stood there on one side, and 1 on the other upon the 6 steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And all the drinking vessels of King Solomon were pure gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. It was not anything accounted of in the days of Solomon. For the king's ship went to Tarshish with the servants of Huram. Every 3 years once came the ships of Tarshish bringing gold and silver, ivory and apes and peacocks. And King Solomon passed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. And all the kings of the earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom that mighty one had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold and raiment, harness and spices, horses and mules, a rate year by year. And Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses and chariots, and 20,000 horsemen, whom he bestowed in the chariot cities and with the king at Jerusalem. And he reigned over all the kings from the river even to the land of the Philistines and to the border of Egypt. And the king made silver in Jerusalem as stones. And cedar trees he made as the sycamore trees that are in the low plains in abundance. And they brought unto Solomon horses out of Egypt and out of all lands. Now the rest of the acts of Solomon, first and last, are they not written in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the prophecy of Ahijah the Shilonite, and in the visions of Iddo the seer against Jeroboam the son of Nebat? And Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David his father. And Jeroboam his son reigned in his stead.
2 Chronicles chapter 10. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for to Shechem were all Israel come to make him king. And it came to pass, when Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who was in Egypt, whether he had fled from the presence of Solomon the king, heard it, that Jeroboam returned out of Egypt. And they sent and called him. So Jeroboam and all Israel came, and spake to Rehoboam, saying, Thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore, ease thou somewhat the grievous servitude of thy father, and his heavy yoke that he put upon us, and we will serve thee. And he said unto them, Come again unto me after 3 days. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam took counsel with the old men that had stood before Solomon his father, while yet he lived, saying, What counsel give ye me to return answer to this people? And they spake unto him, saying, If thou be kind to this people, and please them, and speak good words to them, they will be thy servants forever. But he forsook the counsel which the old men gave him, and took counsel with the young men that were brought up with him, that stood before him. And he said unto them, What advice give ye, that we may return answer to this people, which have spoken to me, saying, Ease somewhat the yoke that thy father did put upon us? And the young men that were brought up with him spake unto him, saying, Thus shalt thou answer the people that spake unto thee, saying, Thy father made thy yoke heavy, but make thou it somewhat lighter for us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. For whereas my father put a heavy yoke upon you, I will put more to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the third day, as the king bade, saying, Come again to me on the third day. And the king answered them roughly. And King Rehoboam forsook the counsel of the old men, and answered them after the advice of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add thereto. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was a mighty one, that Yahweh might perform his word, which he spake by the hand of Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. And when all Israel saw that the king would not hearken unto them, the people answered the king, saying, What portion have we in David? And we have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to your tents, O Israel. And now, David, see to thy own house. So all Israel went to their own tents. But as for the children of Israel that dwelt in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Hadoram, that was over the tribute, and the children of Israel stoned him with stones, and he died. But King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. And Israel rebelled against the house of David until this day. Thank you.